Yay. We back.
You are now watching the throne.
From the throne, Fizzy. Episode 19.
Wow. It's 19 or 20?
Nah, 19. Episode 19. We soon get to 20.
We about to soon get the big dub?
Big dub, man. We back. We haven't been here for a while.
It's been a minute.
It's been a long year.
Time. It's been a long time. When's the last time we recorded, right? It was like in early January.
It was a month ago.
Mid-January. Yeah, things happen. You know, we're going to discuss a little later. So, you know, it's part of our life. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes things get in the way. So, you know, we have to adjust to it. So, you know, we're going to discuss that. You know, this is part of being... living life with a spinal cord injury. Things happen and you just have to adapt.
Tomato.
Yeah, it's country territory type stuff, so.
Y'all both got black on. I didn't get some memos. Still Black History Month.
Yes, it's Black History Month. You better fight the power. Fight the power that be, motherfucker.
What y'all did for Black History Month? Are y'all celebrating? I'm like, what?
Damn thing.
I feel like this month, honestly, I've just been blacker than usual. I've been fighting the power mentally, physically.
Okay.
You know, it's just, you know, I just think that I don't even really believe in Black History Month because I'm black all year. You're black all year, right? Mm-hmm. You're black all year.
Yeah.
So it's like, why do we need a month? Let's do White History Month and then make it black year. Let's do that. Cause why is that? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like there's no White History Month. We have Latino heritage. We have Chinese Heritage Month. We have all that, but we don't have a White History Month. So
it's the rest of the months.
Yeah. It's the whole year.
Like, we ain't taking
and then we get the shortest
month. 28 days.
Every other month has 31.
Take the month of February. Yeah. I can have the little month of February.
To our white fans, you really need to talk to your people about that.
Yeah, let's get 2 more days added on to February. Right?
Something. Yeah. Shit. We don't need 2 more days on February. I like the first to come closer than usual. Look, tomorrow we're going to wake up paid.
They gave y'all June 19th. What the fuck? What else do y'all want?
They're giving us too much already.
I think when I, become a parent, I want to just focus on Black History Month about like telling stories about other stories rather than Martin Luther King.
Powerful story.
Yeah.
Like King
story.
Garrett Morgan, the Black Wall Street. Okay, I'm tired of him.
Like, and then he failed. Yeah, it's like, we love Dr. King, but people don't speak on it. It's like the message, everybody, they had Malcolm X and they had Martin Luther King. Some people fought with peace and some people fought with power. Malcolm Luther.
That's all Black.
You gotta mix them. I just feel like, you know, it's, you choose your way or whatever, but really we just gotta all get rich, get money.
So for that, I feel like, because you said how Martin Luther King failed in a way, right? I feel like Malcolm X and Martin Luther King, they didn't fail in vain, but I feel like they didn't get to stress their message because at the end of the day, we still going through certain problems. So I get what you said.
And their
life was cut short. Yeah. And I feel like that's the problem. Like, Black people always looking for one person to be like the majority leader. Yeah. Like, we got to come together and do things together. And I think, you know, one person, you take the head of the snake, everything collapses. So, you know. Definitely. I feel like that's very important.
We just, once Black people get out of the crab in the barrel mentality, we'll be able to win more. But it's the end of Black History Month, and fuck this month. Period.
What's the next month? January, February, March.
This nigga had to count this shit.
I had a brain fart.
What's the next month?
You would have thought I'm taking a while.
Tomorrow is literally March. So
March, March 1st.
We're about to get some more sun, some more all of that.
Yeah.
So what's up, bro? You know?
Man, get right into it.
Let's get right. We drinking water.
Play the violin.
We drinking water.
The violin's playing, man. Play the sad music, man.
Yeah. How come we haven't been here for a while? What you want to discuss?
Yeah,
it's all his cripple ass fault.
The reason why we haven't shot in a month, we haven't been here in a while, because your boy, I was in the hospital. I was in the hospital for 2 weeks. We all catch these kind of, you know, we
what
go
you
through
had?
This.
What you had?
usually.
That clap? Yeah, the dragon?
Yeah, the clever Ruski. That shit clapped him back.
I'm not gonna lie, that probably would have been a little easier than what I went through. Damn. But yeah,
34 rock weeks,
with a kidney infection. So yeah, that shit was pretty, that was, it was pretty serious, man. Pain, that pain, I never, pain like that, I've never felt in my life, though. Like, that shit was scary, I ain't gonna lie. Now, yeah, boy, and we be up here talking, we all confident, you know us, we all, you know what I'm saying? Because our experiences and shit, it's just certain things that we've been through that got us to this point, you get what I'm saying? But we, like, going through that shit, I guess that's what kind of makes us do everything that we do now, you know what I'm saying? Because you feel like, what the fuck I got to lose, you get what I'm saying? Like, after going through that, nigga, damn near feel like you dying when you're going through that. And people always ask me, like, what motivates you? And, like, you're coming out of the hospital for two damn weeks. You're gonna say every couple years, like, that shit is a lot. That shit is traumatic. That shit take a toll on you, and it's just, it affects you a lot. You know what I'm saying? And I was in the hospital. I was in the ER three times in 1 month. It's like, soon as...
So which hospital did you go to that made you go three
times? Mount Sinai. Well, I went to, I knew I just moved to Brooklyn, so I tried to go to a Brooklyn hospital.
That name of the hospital is Brooklyn Hospital.
Brooklyn Hospital.
We have to speak on these things because for our, people with our injury, we have to make sure we point them to the right hospital.
Yeah.
So,
what's your rating on that one? I would never do that again. Rating? 1 to 10? I get him a 3. Just because it's a hospital, I guess. But yeah, other than that, that's,
did they admit you to Brooklyn Hospital?
No, they didn't admit me. They gave me the wrong medication.
And sent you home.
And sent me home, yeah. So, and then I left from there. And then like 2 days later, I still felt the same kind of.
What medication did they give
you? But they gave me something with an S, and I just knew.
Suflumexin.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know.
And, but they shot me up with a bunch of pain meds. They shot
me up. I know this one.
They shot me up with a bunch of pain meds. It was so crazy, like, because when I getting there, like, the spasms, my spasms was alerting me, like, they just kept coming.
What's that,
you know, usually they might come like once an hour.
It's autonomic dysreflexia.
Yeah, but he doesn't have that because his injury is out.
No, that's, I read up on that. It's not, that has nothing to do with it, because they say if your injury is lower, you can't, but that's literally our body is alerting us what's going on.
Yeah, let me know your spasms, because
if he doesn't feel well, I notice, like, when you don't feel well, you have to use the bathroom or something, your spasms act up even more.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Because when you're in your
backed up, you over level, or you got to pee.
Yeah,
because that happens to me too. Because my injury level lower too, but I be feeling sick. Like,
yeah, well, if you got to use the bathroom,
if something is wrong, like if it's something wrong with my UTI or something, I get sick badly. What symptoms were you having? Symptoms like that, but when you first went, so the first time you went was the beginning of the month.
First time I went, yeah, it was the beginning of January. It was like the first week of January. What brought me there, the spasms kept coming. First, it was really cold outside. I got the new iPhone or whatever. So I'm like, it was like 10 degrees, I know, that day. I went out and I got back in, and I noticed my legs, you know, we can't feel our legs. So I touched them. It just felt like ice was in them. They were like freezing. I'm like,
it's the cold.
I'm thinking it's just the cold, right? And the spasms just coming. So I'm like, damn, let me take a shower. Let me do something, take my mind off of it. And I got out, and I thought it was going to be cool, and they just got worse, and they just kept coming. And the thing about, see, I live by myself, I live alone, it's not like I have like a constant steady girlfriend or something, like, whereas like they can say like, yo dude, you don't look good, like I'm taking you to the, like, me.
So, like, we always kind of,
yeah, and we always kind of like trying to tell ourselves, like, oh, it's just a bad day, you'll have a better day tomorrow, type shit.
Nah, you got, that can be y'all dangerous. Y'all got more pride than
that can be dangerous.
Black men in their pride when it comes to medical issues.
I'm in there.
I don't go to the hospital.
I'm in there talking to myself, like, nah, you're going to be all right. Mind you, I'm in there like this, jumping, can't even catch my breath. And then it just, I don't know, man. It just got to a point I couldn't even take it. I tapped out, and I called the EMS, called 911. And when I got on the phone, that's when it just came over. Like, I finally spoke to someone, and that's when it all came out. Like, I just started crying. I couldn't even help it. You know what I'm saying? I'm in that much pain. And you know, I have a high threshold for pain. So for me to cry, like, that's a lot. You get what I'm saying? Like, and I'm crying, and he's like, sir, I can't understand what you're saying. Like, can you just please
that
calm
much
down?
Pain.
I was in that much pain. Yeah, so.
Do you have lower back pains from the kidney?
It was just the spasms at first shooting.
Oh, okay.
So then that was that. Get there, they gave me the wrong meds, released me. But they shot me up with so much pain meds, I finally got to sleep, so I was cool for the night.
And this is at which hospital?
Brooklyn Hospital. They shot me up with all kind of pain meds. I was cool for the night, cool. For like day and a half, 2 days, I noticed, I'm like, something ain't right.
They sent you back home
mad,
after that?
Yeah, urine still mad, cloudy.
So wait, like, that same night, let's just be clear, that same night?
No, they sent me,
that
was about 12
ambulance?
At night. I got home like 6 in the morning.
Wow. So they didn't even keep him?
No, they didn't keep me nothing.
Okay.
Sent me home about 6 in the morning. What happened? I still wasn't feeling good. Like, I let one more day, I'm like, let me take the meds for one more day. I take the meds one more day. Same results. I'm like, nah, something ain't right. So I take a cab to Mount Sinai. And they're like, hey, why did this doctor give you? They said the same thing. I said, yeah, I don't know why he gave me this medication. I said, I never take this medication. I'll either get Cipro or nitrofurantoin, whatever. And he was like, yeah, we see that's what's on your profile. So cool, we're going to give you Cipro. I'm like, all right, cool. 10 days. I take that. I started feeling better a little bit. Thinking I'm better too. I'm like, all right, cool.
This is in the hospital?
Home.
Oh, yeah.
They sent me home again with the Cipro. Yeah, they sent me home with the Cipro again. So cool. I'm home. 10 days go by. I swear, as soon as I stop taking the medication, like the 12th day, shit start going downhill again. I'm just like, don't feel like myself for the whole month. I'm just like, I can't get right. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that shit started to fuck with me mentally.
Started groggy. I just depressed.
Yeah, I started to get depressed. Everything, because I just didn't know what was up, and I had no urge to work. I had no urge to do anything.
Was wrong.
I knew something was wrong, and I knew I wasn't 100%. I'm just like, I just couldn't get over the hump. You know what I'm saying,
because like, you're an active person.
So I'm active. I'm super positive. You know
wasn't
what I'm saying?
Posting. You know something wrong with a nigga.
I wasn't.
Posts.
I didn't have nothing. Like no urge to do anything. I was just like out of it, dog. Like, and I was. It was a fight. It was definitely a fight. So then I knew I had a doctor's appointment coming in February. So I'm like, all right, cool. I'm going to just hold off to that. And for sure, I had an appointment that week, same week I got sick. I had an appointment, went, gave some urine, and I was waiting for it to come back. And before it could even come back, my son's birthday, it was AJ's
supposed
birthday.
To go, I remember you told me you were supposed to go to February 9th. AJ's birthday was the 11th.
Right? The 11th, right. So I went to the appointment on the 9th. And then AJ's birthday was 11. We was just gonna cook, have some food and chill and hang out. His mom like, hey, I'm cooking some money for you. We gonna cook and just chill at the crib. We don't gotta go, you know, we don't have to go out. I'm like, I bet. She came out the money, I swear, like an hour later, I'm spasms again. I'm just going crazy.
The same type of symptoms.
Same type of symptoms. And mind you, this usually happens like every 3 or 4 years. Not twice in 1 month. I was just like, you get what I'm saying? So now I'm
on two different occasions.
And I'm so now I'm home and I'm scared. I'm panicking again. And I'm just like, I can't take it. And I called their mom like, listen, I want to come so bad. I said, but I don't know. Like, she was like, don't worry about that. Your health is more important. Go do what you got to do. Yeah. She said, I'm going to send your daughter over there. So she sent my daughter. We get in a cab. I'm going through it. And that's how, you know, I'm scared. And I'm crying. I'm holding her hand the whole way there to Mount Sinai in the emergency room. Like, that was scary again. So, yeah, but this time I told the doctors, I said, listen, y'all got to keep me. I told them, I said, y'all got to keep
started
me.
Started blacking.
Y'all got to keep me. I'm not leaving until we fix this shit, because it's not right. I'm scared. You know what I'm saying? Like, to the point, I don't know what's going on. Right. Nah. So, that was that. Long story short, they said, yeah, we got the urine from the doctor, from when you went to your regular doctor the other day, and it said it's bad this time. It's not just a regular UTI. You have a kidney infection. I was like, all right, like, what do we got to do? They said, yeah, we got to get you some meds right now. Yeah, they put me on IV, and they was like, we're going to get you a bed. I'm like, all right, bet. I said, I don't care how long I got to stay.
Two months, 2 days, I'm not leaving
until this is right. Yeah, because I can't think, I can't function, I can't do nothing. Like, and it was just like, I don't know, man. It woke me up though too, because like a lot of, like, you know, it just made me I live my life in gratitude. You know what I'm saying? I'm always grateful. I'm always in the moment. I feel like lately I've been procrastinating a lot. I feel like I could do more. So now when, like, instead of putting something off, if it's like 7, 8, 9 o'clock, I go, oh, I can do that tomorrow. No, I'm gonna do it today.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do it today. Like, that's just how I feel about everything now. I don't have.
Yeah, I spoke to you was like, yo, when I get out of here, I'm doing everything. I'm doing everything.
I'm gonna be so random, dog.
Yeah,
I'm just
should, yeah.
Like, and now, and I say this to say, I just want anyone out there. Like, lately I've been getting a lot of people new in chairs, been hit me from my DM and stuff, and they just like, yo, I had a few people like, yo, I'm new to the chair and I don't like my body, I don't like the way it feels, I can't, like, I'm not comfortable going outside. And listen, you got one life.
That's it.
You got one life, one shot at this. Like, what you gonna, why are you scared? Like, at the end of the day, like, you only gonna live once. You might as well go for it now. Like, for real. So I don't know. Like, that's what drives me and what motivates me, you know, just knowing that I don't have forever out here on this planet, you know, and I just want to get my legacy out there and my goals accomplished. Hopefully that this could help someone out there, you know.
Are we toasting to a recovery?
Recovery,
dog.
It's just stop being ignorant, black men, because this is able-bodied black men, all black men. Yeah. Go to the doctor. It's nothing wrong with the doctor. They're not gonna attack you. What do you guys think is gonna happen?
Yeah. No, the crazy thing. I keep my appointments. I have like it's an emergency. I don't even know.
I don't like going to the doctor.
Prior to COVID, I have like the urology. They test my kidney every year.
But before that, I remember
that in the blood.
I remember
clot.
You had that situation with the blood clot before when you was in the hospital, and you always wait to go to the hospital at like the last moment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Black men wait until it's like, okay, you're literally fucking. If you had to cry, then that shit was bad. Yeah, you understand what I'm saying? If you're in an apartment alone, that's even scarier, especially you being my brother. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's scarier for us because we care about you, and we not gonna know what's going on with you if you just in an apartment. We ain't gonna be blowing up your phone, nigga. You might be getting some pussy. You understand what I'm saying? Like, we need to know that you alive and okay. So it's like me and Jesse had our own separate conversation, just as forward as we all have to make sure that we're healthy, because with spinal cord injuries, it comes a lot of different things. And people do not take heed to that because they just see us and we're smiling and we look good. Like, you would never know what's going on with our bodies physically. We be fighting UTIs, pressure sores, and all this other shit while still smiling and still sitting here. You understand? So sometimes that's why I feel like I'm a little bit harder on able-bodied people when they make so much excuses. It's because it's like, if I can get all of this done while my body is physically in pain, like physically pain, and you guys sit there and make excuses about the dumbest shit, when you can just literally get up and walk away from your problems. You understand what I'm saying? Stop taking life for granted. Take care of your health. Mental and physical, because you know we put a big hit on mental, because mental is very important, but your physical is just as
important. And I'm gonna be super vulnerable right now. Like, I'm not gonna lie, that pain is different. It's different, I swear to God, like, to the point, so much so, like, the thoughts I was having, like, I gotta, like, God, I had to because like that pain,
crazy.
That shit is real. Yeah. That shit is real. You be questioning yourself. You be questioning your existence. Like, I'm hearing voices like, yo, it's hurt, but if you do, you know, you be alright, you won't be in pain no more. And it's like, nigga, like talking about, like, that shit is real. That shit is real, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I just want y'all, I want people out there, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you, whether you have a disability or not, just stop making excuses. Get up and do what the fuck you gotta do. Live your life. You only get one shot at this, dog. Like, stop making excuses. We're not gonna be here forever. We're not gonna be here forever, you know?
We only got like 20 summers left.
Shut up. Relax yourself, Brethren. What do you mean?
Like, come
what
on.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
I am 25. Summers, I have so many summers. So many.
I'm leaving.
I heard you say something earlier. Mm-hmm. Why do you hate hospitals?
Oh, all right. So I hate hospitals, one, because you said I'm Jamaican. That's why I think natural remedy.
Natural remedies.
But two, because when I first got injured, I was in the hospital for so long, a year. And like, I just gave me like PTSD or something. Like, I can't stay in the set. Like, I can't be in a setting. Like, it's just giving me. It's
so
like
yours is just, it brings back like those memories.
Mad traumatic.
What happens, you get equipped and adjusted to the environment and you start feeling like a patient. You start feeling sick. So it make you, it's the whole environment on top of that. So like, you know, when I had to go to emergency room one time, I have all my clothes on, dressed up. I'll be ready to leave. Like, yo, listen. Because I know what I got. I'm like, doctor.
I might as well have it. Suit and tuxedo on in there, because I'm not putting that gown on, bro.
You have to go to the emergency room. What was your most, like, ever since you got out the hospital, what was your most serious hospitalization, if you had one? Did you have one?
No, it was probably for like a UTI though, but that's normal with the spinal cord injury. Yeah. I never had a kidney infection. So during when I first got injured, my kidneys was shot. So I had dialysis. So I got to be ready.
Your kidneys was shot?
Yeah, I had dialysis. I went through mad stuff too.
When you got injured, your kidneys?
Yeah, so because.
And he's smiling more than you able-bodied motherfuckers.
Nah, it's regular to me, but like, it's not cool, but like, it's, you had to go to dialysis. So what dialysis is, pretty much they you know, you have to clean up your kidneys and you know what I'm saying? You're peeing a lot and all that stuff. So I got to be careful with that. You know what I mean?
Dialysis is scary.
Yeah, it's scary thing. Yeah, but, you know, being that, you know what I'm saying, this is the life we live. You know what I'm saying? The reason why we're prone to UTIs, we're always going to get a UTI, is because I'm speaking on my experience, right? And people like me, like, I catheterize, right? So when you catheterize, you're putting a foreign object in your body
all
the time.
You're always going to get a UTI.
You, you're always going to have that. So the urologist would tell you that you're always going to have some type of like
bacteria,
right? But until you really get the symptoms, that's what they want to treat it. Because what happens is if you keep on treating it, the antibiotics that you have is going to stop working.
They'll get used right? to it.
They get used to it. And then what happens after that is that you're going to have to be admitted and you're going to have to get the IV. The oral medication is no longer going to work, right? So, and I was telling Live, you know, it sucks. It's like you have to really live like a clean life, meaning that can't drink sometimes. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like you can't do, like, eating bad is like everything causes it to, like, you know,
clutter. To bring it on.
Like,
yeah.
Bring it on. So it's like
fried food. You can barely eat. You can, like, barely have. So you got to eat, like, super.
You got to be on some clean shit all the time.
And it's boring. And
it gets boring.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard as hell. Like, eating salads every day. You can't have a drink of liquor. Wine is okay, but. You can barely drink.
Still can't.
Because it happens. Can't do too much. Can't
it, it could the bacteria. It picks up the glucose and all that sugar stuff in your bladder. So, like, one time, like, knowingly, like, you know when it's about to come if you had a long night of drinking. You'd be like, fuck.
You feel it. I'll pop a macrobid when I'm gone for a night of drinking. Like, fuck it.
Yeah. And you'd be like, fuck, I'm gonna enjoy my night because I already ain't doing time with this. I'm going out with a bang. Because, you know, it's like, you know, you still gotta live your life, but. This is like just the health concerns that, because when people look at it, it's like they just, oh, you don't walk. I feel like that's like the last shit. That's the last.
Yeah.
It's 10 other things that have to be addressed before the whole walking.
If it was like, just not walking,
it'd be fine. I'm like, all right, you know what I'm saying? Cool.
It'd be,
you know?
I'll figure it out. Yeah.
It's like, all right, that's the sign.
It's the other stuff that comes.
Going back to the question I asked you, so your only serious hospitalization was when you got.
Yeah, it was for a year, but then, like I said, that UTI, we always gonna deal with. Like, when it gets really bad, I guess, you know, I'm gonna have to get admitted. But the one time I only been there for like a couple 3 days. It wasn't more than a week.
He been in that shit.
No, for 2 or 3 days. It wasn't for a week though. Like, okay. And they was giving me IV.
So why did they keep you?
Because I needed to take the IV.
Because it got bad. You had
UTI. Yeah, it's
not
the point.
Not a kidney infection. Just
no.
It was like me, where it's like pill form. Because, like you said, your body starts to get used to the antibiotics, so they have to keep up in the antibiotics to the point where it becomes. You're taking the highest stuff, and in pill form, the highest pill, it doesn't cure it what you have. So now they got to get an IV and put it, and they got to give you the strong stuff, the super strong.
And you've been in the chair longer than us, so. Mm. Mind you, your buildup, you've been taking antibiotics for a longer time.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, you got to cut down. That's why I try to hold on. It's not good. I try to wait as much as possible because, you know, I know about the whole antibiotic things. Like, it's not going to work at one more time.
There's also cranberry pills, supplements that you could take. I take them because it helps to slow it down. Ever since I started taking them, it's been way better for me. Cranberry pills and something called D-Mannose. D-M-A-N-N-O-S-E.
Okay.
It's on Amazon for like, you can get it for like $20 and it's worth it. It's really worth it. You take about 2 to 3 of them a day. You won't see any, but clear up your UTI first,
good,
and then take these stuff so it'll prevent you from getting. It doesn't cure UTIs; it prevents you from getting them.
And that's why
drink a lot of water, pee a lot.
Facts. That's why I promote a healthy lifestyle. That's why I promote the working out and the exercising so much, and like the eating clean and stuff like that. Like, ever since, like, I used to catch them way a lot more. You get what I'm saying? Like, a few times a year, but I've been good for like 3 years. So for me to go through I was good for like 2-3 years. I was straight. You know what I'm saying? So for me to go through that. It was like surprising and alarming, and it just woke me up. Like, dude, like, this could happen to you. Yeah, stop thinking you invincible.
Because he was just on the show. Like, I didn't have a UTI in 3 years.
Yeah, talking mad shit. Like, that shit sat me down, bro. It sat me down all the way down. But it also just gave me another.
It uplifted you.
It gave me that lust for life again. Like, yeah, let's go. I needed that. You know what I'm saying?
Because before, it felt like you was just doing.
Like I was just coasting, doing shit. Like, nah, nope.
You gotta live.
Yeah. And also, like, a UTI can be is like, so, like, since I cat, I know Frenchie and Lyle don't cat, sometimes when your bladder is not, you're not peeing enough. Sometimes it's residue and it's enough urine that's left behind in your bladder. And
that's what caught.
No, I'm talking about if you don't.
Oh, catheterize. Yeah. I was about to say, with the catheter, it takes everything out.
Yeah. When you don't catheterize, that's another problem. Like, sometimes people don't get all the urine out their bladder, so it builds bacteria.
In my case, what was happening was just like Jesse, when I got shot, the bullet messed my kidney up on this side. So the doctor said, like, okay, it's 2 kidneys. So it's like, it's not 100%, it's like 50%, 50%, right? Which makes it 100%. So this one is perfectly fine. But this one got messed up when I got got shot. So he said, he said, we're not going to take it. He said, because it's still a functioning kidney. He said, but it's not all 50%. It's like 35. Mm. So sometimes it messes up. So this time what happened was instead of the urine coming down like it's supposed to, it was going back up to the kidney.
That's why I want to
making me septic. Okay. Yeah. So that's what was happening with that. Mm. So, but yeah, thank God everything's good. Now. Yeah, that's crazy. Mm. Yeah, it was good. So
the part up? I was going to say, Jesus, that hurt me. I felt it. Because yeah. And you know what's crazy? I don't know if it happens to you guys, what's but up? Like when I get a really bad UTI or something, I start to feel my fucking kidney.
Oh yeah, no, yo, it felt like somebody was punching me in my back,
kidney,
like,
right?
Like
so, I sit there, I'm sitting there, like, what the hell? My craziest, because obviously, it seems like all of our hospitalizations were due to UTIs and stuff, which is crazy. So that means like, if you have a spinal cord injury, definitely be on the lookout and ask your doctor different ways and look up home remedies and stuff, because home remedies are honestly better than antibiotics, because the antibiotic is only when it's like really, really bad.
You gotta kill it,
like, and you have to kill it. But if you find another way. Share it with us, you know, put it in the comments if you know another way, because there's people that have been in the chair longer than us that have different ways. So we would like to know.
Put it in the comments.
You can help us. Help
please don't say cranberry juice. Please don't.
It's a lot of sugar in cranberry. You got to get the real cranberry.
Does not work.
The problem I feel like we have the most, because even us, that we go on our own, it's like, it's the frequency of it. I don't like using public bathrooms, and I'm outside most of the time. You know what I'm saying? So I'll literally hold my pee until I will get to a bathroom that I feel comfortable using.
Not no more,
and then it's like, you can't do that. So when I was pregnant, I was hospitalized for about a week, but a month before I was supposed to give birth, I had to call the ambulance for me. Like, I couldn't even, like, that. They had to literally carry me out on a stretcher because my baby was in my stomach, and I literally passed out before the ambulance got there. Like, I couldn't get in my chair. Mm. Like, I couldn't transfer. Like, the ambulance literally had to put me, like, they had to come get me off my bed. Like, that's how weak I felt. And I had a baby in my stomach.
So you had the UTI while you was pregnant?
It was a kidney infection.
Oh, kidney infection.
So I thought it was a UTI. Mm. So I did, you know, and my doctor was giving me Macrobid every day. When you're pregnant and you have a spinal cord injury, they prescribe you with Macrobid just daily. You have to take it until about a month before you give birth, so it's not in your breast milk.
Oh, okay.
So I was taking it. So I'm thinking, you know, I'm good or whatever. What happened was, I get to the hospital. They tell me, like, oh, they see or whatever. They did the sonograms on my kidneys or whatever. The baby was leaning on my damn kidney. Mm-hmm. So every, like, all the urine was just being pushed all, like, not even in a specific way. Like, he was just literally pushing my, like, some of it was sitting in there. Like, it wouldn't come out because it was so much pressure. Mm-hmm. And when you're pregnant, I got constipated. Like, I did not shit my whole pregnancy. Like, I shit it, like, here, like, little, you know what I mean? But, like, a full... I needed shit. I didn't shit like my whole pregnancy until the day I gave birth. That was the best shit of my life. But
let it go.
I let it go. Yo, I'm so happy it didn't come out with my baby. But that was the worst. Like, literally just sitting here, I thought I was gonna die. That pain, because then having them spasms with the baby on you, and then you can't, you already, I'm skinny as fuck, so I already couldn't breathe, you feel me? Because the baby's just leaning on all my organs, so I can't breathe. Then I'm feeling this kidney infection, and then the doctors is telling me, like, oh, you know, then they can't give you certain medications because you're pregnant, you know what I mean? So it was a lot that I was dealing with in that moment. It was mainly what they were giving me was fluids, just because I was so far along in my pregnancy, and they didn't want nothing to affect the baby, and I didn't want nothing to affect my son. So it's like, I really had to fight that kidney infection by myself, you understand what I'm saying? And then the baby takes nutrients from your body, you know what I mean? Because I didn't have an appetite like that when I was pregnant, so he was getting big just off the strength of taking calcium from my bones and stuff. That's a real thing, you could Google it. But just to say this, our life expectancy in these wheelchairs, they already believe it to be cut and short, you know what I mean? And we have to take care of ourselves. And even though you see us, we might drink here and there and stuff like that, these are all the consequences that we are willing to deal with. We are not telling you to do it, you know what I mean? It might not work for you in your routine or your bowel program or your cath program or whatever you're doing. So don't see us and be like, well, they do it and they're good, because we don't come up and tell y'all every time we have a UTI. Sometimes I'm sitting on this show and I got a UTI, you know what I mean? Right. And I'm just not gonna tell everything, but we are as transparent as possible. That's not for every episode. But just don't go off of what you see with us. Ask your doctor questions. Ask other people in wheelchairs questions. And you can DM us privately if you would like some answers, if you're not as comfortable speaking or sharing it in the comment section. But we have to take care of ourselves, because number one, we need to live long.
Yeah.
We need to be here to see our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. And we need to see the world change, because it's really ugly right now. So eat healthy. drink healthy. Mm-hmm. And you can drink, just know your limits. Like, drink a lot of water while you're out drinking. And if you're gonna be out drinking, be next to a bathroom. So every time you drink, take a little shot or whatever, two shots. My thing is two shots and bathroom. I'd be like, I'm going to the bathroom. Even if it's not a lot, even if I don't got to pee a lot, you got to get it out, because it's not the urine, it's the bacteria in the urine. And a lot of the times it's the, our body changes. Being that we're constantly sitting down, our actual physical body changes. You could, some of us grow extra bones and stuff. Like, I don't want to mark myself, but I've been doing a lot of research, especially since you hospitalized. So I just want to make sure I take care of myself as well, because I'm not in the best shape of my life either. So I've seen, like, sometimes feces get in the urine, especially for women, because you're supposed to wipe front to back or whatever the case may be.
Say that again for the woman out there. We got, like,
you gotta wipe front.
Not some women don't know.
Front to back.
Some women don't know how to wipe.
Pussy first, ass after. And keep some baby wipes. Especially
keep them baby wipes.
Keep some baby wipes. It really helps. You don't want to get feces in your urine. That's really nasty, because that means that shit. Let's be very clear. That shit. That shit. In your urine. I repeat, shit in your urine. And that's a bacteria. It's like E. coli. Mad different bacteria could get into it. So just eat healthy, take care of yourself, and live life. And don't be ashamed.
Yeah, and if you have a spinal cord injury, that's just normal. Like, with a UTI, it's just like it's like very normal. And but what you're gonna try to do is trying to, you know, lessen it. Like, try to have them frequently. Like, you know, when I first had them, it was like, oh man, it was like four times a year. Now I cut it down to two or three. You know what I'm saying?
Times a year?
No, when I, now I'm trying to cut it down to two or three. You know what I'm saying? But I break down.
Over a year. Once a month.
Man, that's a lot though. But is this because, talk about some of the symptoms. Some of the symptoms, like for me, is like, you know, you just sleepy. You just cannot stop sleeping.
Mad fatigue.
Tired, fatigue, you're out of breath. Mm-hmm. And then I got nerve pain, so it just intensifies. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You get headaches.
But see, you know what's crazy about that is the same symptoms when you have UTI is the same symptoms like when you're constipated.
It's
confusing sometimes. And I can also bring on a UTI if you stay constipated. That's why I always promote the healthy diet.
Because if you're constipated,
that's what it's confusing.
It's pressing on your bladder, like the actual shit. And imagine a little hole is in your intestines, and then shit is going into your bladder.
Right. Because being that we're not able to walk, like our bodies, you know, we're upright creatures. We're supposed to always be walking, but being that we're sitting all the time, we get constipated a lot. And that's why, like I said, promote the healthy diet, which is I eat a lot of fruits and greens, and that helps me go. And I take the Senna tablets or whatever. So that helps. I take the tablets.
But I'm scared to take tablets because I don't want to be like outside. Like, say you gotta
keep on going.
And then it's like, fuck.
You gotta do it when
you're supposed to take
you gotta take the right dosage. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And collate. So like, say if you know your stool is hard,
it softens
it. So but then you gotta just find the right amount.
For everybody's different.
Because you don't want it too much.
And you just liquidy.
How much do y'all take?
I take two pills.
I take two pills a night.
I take every other day.
You're supposed to drink a bunch of water with it. So
the center. Drink a lot of water.
Drink a lot of water. But it does move. It moves your bowel. But I deal with constipation. That's right. And that's the thing. One time I thought I had a UTI and I was constipated.
It was really
and they was like, it was nothing wrong with
you. If you're doing a center and you're doing salads and you're doing smoothies and stuff on a daily, then you'll go.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying.
I wasn't going frequently when I was walking, so I think that's what was so confusing, you know, because it's like when I was walking, I could go to the bathroom. I'm not a shitty girl. Like, I could go to the bathroom three times a week and be okay. Like, I don't like, and I was always like athletically built and fit, so it's like I didn't. I know it's healthier to go to the bathroom every day, and that's what I'm trying to work on, because I don't want to be I don't want to be messed up on the inside. You can't tell from the outside. So you said those were your symptoms when you get your UTIs. You discussed yours.
What are your symptoms?
I get the same.
Tiredness, fatigue.
I feel tired. I don't feel well. Like, I just get like, sometimes in like, it'll feel like a hangover almost. It's weird. Like, you know, like when you wake up, you feel groggy and then like you feel, sometimes if it's really bad, you feel really sick, like a fever.
Yeah.
Get a fever
chills and stuff.
If it's really
every
bad.
Little thing annoys you.
Everything
annoys you.
And what makes it harder for me is because I have a child, so it's like times where I really don't feel well and I need to go to the hospital, I can't, because who gonna be with my, you know what I'm saying? Because you never know how long. You see how you went in there for that day, probably thinking you would be in there for
maybe a night or 4 or 5 days tops.
You were in there for 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, I would have been in there.
My son, especially with COVID, he would lose his mind. I would lose my mind. So it's like, damn, it's like I'm choosing my mental over my physical right now. But
still,
it's like,
gotta take care of yourself. I'm still trying to be there for him.
That's what I'm trying to do. So I went and I did everything at the doc. Like, I went to my doctor last week, me and the baby went and, you know, she said everything. Like, I did my blood work, because I make sure I go to the doctor. I use all my insurance benefits. I do not give a fuck. Y'all go pay for this. I go. Every time I don't feel anything, I go. I tell my mom, like, here, hold him. Let me go really quick, and I just go. But for my regular appointments, you know, I take him with me, and my doctor said everything was cool. So I'm glad with that for now. And I don't really know. Mentally, how are you guys feeling?
Because I feel like that thing is, I think it's such a huge problem within the spinal cord. A lot of people die from it. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah, it is.
There's nothing you can do about it. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. It's hard. Because the thing is just the life we live with this thing is just always going to come. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But like I said, the best thing you do is try to prevent it by eating right. You know, I mean, I know, like, some people, I've seen some people, they say, like, beer. When people drink beer, it don't affect them. Like, it makes them pee a lot.
Because beer makes you pee a lot. Yeah, so that's why they say drink cranberry juice makes you pee a lot. Water makes you pee a lot. So anything that makes you pee a lot, they're going to tell you to drink. But beer is not good for you.
But I know when I drink that Henny or dog thing, woo!
Yeah, so.
Fuck. So, I already know what time is about to be.
After I take a shot, I'll be like, so, yeah, next tomorrow I'm going right to the
mentally,
hospital.
Mentally, when you were sitting in the hospital, you said you were feeling like things would be easier. Like, the pain was so bad that you felt like it would be easier if you just wasn't here.
Yeah. Yeah, I had those thoughts.
And that was your first time thinking like that? Or is that every time you're, like, in a serious hospitalization situation?
Every time I'm in that situation, because it's just the pain. Yeah, that shit just, it takes over you. It takes over your mind, the way you think, your feelings, everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. And then the other thing is just, like, I'm just thinking, like, dog, I was having that mental fight, like, you tripping, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got people that care about you, you bugging, and then the other part is just like, but yo, it'd be so much easier. You won't have to go through this no more. Like, it was real. That's just how I felt at the time. When I'm in it and I'm going through that shit, I'm talking about to the pain so much to the point, like, I can't breathe. Like, and that was the first thing I said. Yeah, that's the first thing I said to the EMS dude that I called on the phone. He said, what's wrong? And I'm crying. I'm like, I can't. He's like, sir, I can't. I don't understand. I'm crying. I'm like,
and I hate when they ask the questions. Like, what should I got GPS for?
Because spasms coming so much. I'm just the whole time. I'm like this, like that. And he's like, sir, I can't understand. And I'm crying on top of it. So it's just like, it's so crazy. And I'm like, I can't catch my breath. Like, he's like, okay. I'm sending the ambulance right now. And that was that. So, until I got shot with the pain meds. And that's how I know, like, I was in a lot of pain because they shot me up with everything and I didn't sleep. I was just like, okay. Like, I like shot me up with morphine, Toradol.
That's the stuff. That's the
morphine. Morphine's supposed to take you
bro,
out.
Bro, it hit me at first. I see how those things. You know, that heroin. Like,
you that feel.
Because it gave me that, for a second, it gave me that split. I was like, ooh, this.
This real good.
Holy shit, that thing felt all right. But then I was like, I still didn't sleep. I was just like, man. But then when I finally did sleep, boy, I slept about 12 hours probably. It was like the next day or something. Like,
So what do you, when you were in the hospital for that long period, when you got injured, what were your thoughts? Like, how did you feel?
So I'll talk about mentally when I'm like dealing with the UTI, like how I feel. Cause I'm always through pain. So when I got the UTI, it's like bad, it's like, man, I don't feel like, you said, you got, I don't feel like talking. It's like hard. So, and I think that's when cause I'm like mad stubborn, man. I need to stop being stubborn as far. Like, I'll be going through mad pain, but like when it gets like that, I just, you know, I guess call the doctor up, send this prescription, take the antibiotics, and I feel a lot better. But like pretty much what you say, you kind of feel miserable. Like you feel like, you don't feel like talking and stuff like
that. Yeah.
And you don't like company at the hospital either, right?
Nah, I don't really be telling
you. My tolerance is like really low for everything.
And like mentally though, it's like, it's crazy though, because it's like, that UTI shit, it always humbles you back down, right? Because you'll be doing so great, right? You catch the UTI, and then you have to start back from square one again, working out. It's like it always resets you from everything you're doing. You know,
it's like
saying?
A reset. That's
it's like
fact.
A reset. So it humbles you. So it's like, yeah, everything's going fine, and it's like, boom, you got to start back from like scratch. Like, you know, even with your workout plans and how you eat, because when you go into, you don't feel like even working out. Like, it's just
nothing.
It's just like a strain on you. It's, you know what I mean? So mentally, you know, I just be looking forward to the get back to recovery. I'm like, yo, kind of like what Lyle said. He was like, yo, when I get out of here, I'm doing everything. You that's know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I can't wait to feel better. Like,
you that's know? Where I'm at now, yeah. That's, yeah. All, that's all I could think about is you when I get out.
What you want to eat, what you want to order, what you, where you want to go, who you want to go with, traveling.
That's all I could think about.
So what about you?
When I'm in the hospital, I'll be chilling for real. Like, I get treated really nice. Every hospital that I was ever at, I've been at Brookdale. That's where I had my baby. Shout out to y'all. They got my picture up in here. Mount Sinai. Well, no, I was hospitalized there because I wasn't really hospitalized. You know, that's rehabs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was really up and about, ran that place. Psh, y'all know me. LIJ was cool. They tried to keep me there and put me on suicide watch just because I was like, I wanted to leave. So that was probably my worst one because they wouldn't let me leave. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, I want to fucking, I was like, I'm going to fucking kill myself. Like, you know when you say it, but you don't really want to do it. So then they had my fucking hands to the bed.
Hell no.
And then they didn't give me no fucking, not even the plastic knives. And I wanted to cut my weave out. They wouldn't give me scissors, nothing. Mm. They didn't give me any. And they had a nurse sitting in my room 24/7, literally watching.
Oh, you was on.
Like, it's Mama. Because it's like, you want to get out. Like, don't keep me here. Like you said, you have those feelings where I was in the hospital. Honestly, when I was in Mount Sinai, I wanted to stay there longer because you get used to the environment. You feel safe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You feel comfortable. This was me getting into my new life. Mm. But then after that, it's like, nigga, my life is lit. Get me out this hospital. Yeah, yeah. I don't want to stay here. Like, you get annoyed at points. Only time I was comfortable staying in the hospital was when I was pregnant, because it's like, I'm pregnant. What I got to do but be pregnant? And they're going to feed me. They're going to bring me this. And my mom was bringing me food. My baby father bring me food. His mama, everybody bring me food.
Spoiled,
so you get spoiled. Yeah. But any other time than that, I was not okay with being in the hospital. And it gets you those thoughts because people will hit you up like, yo, you want to come? You want to come? And you be telling them, nah, nah, nah. But then it's like, it's always one person you really want to be there. You know what I mean? It's always one person. We all always got one person we really want to be there. And it's just like, for me, it was, nah, I did. I can't say that. Yeah, it was, I had some good niggas. I did. I can't say that. But like, I
knew that was coming.
I just, you know, I don't like being alone, but I like being alone. It's weird. It's that feeling.
Yeah,
like,
I love
you. I love to be alone with myself, but then it's like, you like, wait, these motherfuckers really ain't gonna show because I said don't come. But it's just like one of those moments, and then you have so much time with yourself, it gets like dark sometimes. It's like when you're just in your head and you're like, oh my God, what am I doing here? Like, what is these doctors gonna do with me? How long do I have to be here? I hate this wheelchair. You start to really, really hate the wheelchair. You're like, why the fuck did I get shot? You start to think about killing people and stuff. It gets really dark. So that's where my mind be on murder sometimes. But I'm not gonna kill my body.
No,
I'm not gonna kill
no mama.
Touch a flower, okay?
So let's just wrap this thing up because it was very we're gonna change it up, right? Because Lob just went through that experience, right? And you know, sadly enough, we might go through that experience, right? So let's wrap it up on something. Let's challenge ourselves. What's something we're gonna do at the end of the year that we like? You know what I mean? That's gonna put on our bucket list. Like, yo, let's just do it because you don't know nothing. Anything can happen the next day, right? Anything can happen to us tomorrow. So let's talk about, or let's put a challenge out there. Like, yo, let's put something on our bucket list that we're gonna accomplish this year. Be one thing.
I've never been out the country. I'm taking me and my baby out the country this year.
Okay, so we're gonna get that done.
We're going out the country.
We're going out the country. That's one thing we're gonna do it.
That's all I'm gonna
do. We gotta hold each other. We're gonna hold each other until
accountability. Nick, you ready? Trust me. My passport already here. How does it prove you? It's gotta get my babies.
Your boy trying to get it. I'm wanna move. I'm tired of this cold in New York. I feel like it's
we need another nigga now.
I feel like it's holding me back.
Another light skin nigga.
8 months.
Dave, you're good for it.
Eight months.
Dave, get you a chance.
Sub
about.
Sub.
I'm just ending Beyonce leaving us. You know, tired of Destiny Child.
Bro, I gotta get on film. Direct somebody highlight you. I'm trying to get on that screen.
You gonna. Period, nigga. Put my brother
into
on
existence.
TV.
Yeah, speak.
Put him on TV. No.
That's what I'm trying to do. So,
I want a Big J, like Big Big P. I want to. Come solid. Yo, Rush, y'all wildin', me.
Yo,
Rush is wildin' right
we
now.
We don't got nothing. They gave us a month. You better shut up and mind your business. They gave us a month.
Man, I'm about my shit.
We ain't got nothing to do with that.
We got nothing to do with
putting whatever your name
is. Big Big P, you gotta stand down.
Yeah, stand down.
Right? I wanna learn. I told you I wanna drive an ATV. That's something that's exciting. I wanna be nice with the ATV. Like, I want to get really crazy with the, do a willy, do something.
You better act live.
I want to get crazy. That's one of the challenges.
I don't want anything.
But I
want
to get nice with it, though.
Go. You can go.
I want to get the motocross outfit and everything. I'm going to post it on IG. I'm going to just have the helmet. And that's one of the challenges. And also, I like what Lisa says, I want to travel a little more. Yeah. I feel like COVID kind of shut everything down. And like, oh, we need to go out more.
To be more specific, I need 4 trips.
4 trips.
It's 4 seasons in a year. So I need mm-hmm. 4 trips, at least minimum 4 trips. I can take more than that. 4 trips every year, minimum. That's what I'm doing for myself. And that's a promise. 4 seasons.
That's what's up.
It's 4 seasons travel.
That's
take a trip each
that's
season.
What's up.
You know what I mean?
That's
just go. I mean, I miss winter. You know, we got spring.
I gotta get the fuck out this winter.
Gotta get the hell out.
But this is episode 19. This is very informal. This is for
you. You are now watching The Throne.
This is from The Throne, the podcast. Please subscribe, share, like. You know me. I think this is going to
follow us on Instagram and follow us on Facebook.
On Facebook. We on all podcast platforms.
The Throne
podcast.
Podcast.
And this is episode 19. Yeah.
Cool.
Bang.